T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Kitty had a situation that I wanted to share with you. It's kind of a jerk or justified thing.
Okay.
And I want to know what you think about this. And you, the Triple M listener, I need you to sound off on this one.
I don't think you care what I think. You might care what the listeners think.
I care.
But my opinion never seems to have meant much to you over the years.
Well, usually when it's opposite of mine, then I feel like I did the right thing.
Okay.
When you go the other way.
Got ya.
Okay, so here's what happened, everybody. Listen to this. My friend Craig, who I've known since fourth grade, he lives in Chicago. His wife, Monette, lovely couple that I've known for a long time. They met in college and have been happily married ever since for 20-plus years. In the last year, Craig's wife, Monette, has become a vegetarian. She used to always say, well, I don't eat meat and I don't eat fish, but I do eat chicken sometimes, so I'm kind of a vegetarian. Which I'm like, no, you're not, because you eat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now she's gone full-on vegetarian. So last weekend, they were in town to visit because their son goes to school here. And they came over to our house for dinner. So I decided that I was going to make those Impossible Burgers because I thought that would be great. Because Craig's not a vegetarian. So, you know.
They look like hamburger.
Right.
I haven't tried one, but I've seen pictures of them.
And they taste good. So I thought I would do the Impossible Burger. And I said to him beforehand, hey, man, I'm going to do Impossible Burgers. And he's like, come on. Look, why don't you make one for Monette and also my wife, Lindsay, would probably prefer that. But dude, let's get burgers for us. Okay. So I did that. And Lindsay said, you're going to screw it up. You're going to screw it up. And I know it'll be fine. So we did it. And then Lindsay even said, well, I'll make sure that we have the burger. And then on the side, I'll have some rice. And then I'll put yellow peppers, a couple slices of yellow peppers on the Impossible Burgers and red on the real ones.
Right.
Okay. So I was kind of half listening. So
You screwed it up?
Yes. So Monette ate a juicy piece of meat. It was totally.
And she had never had an Impossible Burger before, so she didn't notice.
She's like, this is great. This is delicious. And I realized it because Lindsay was kind of giving me a look. And then when we went back in the kitchen, she said, don't you remember the setup? And I was like, yeah, I got it backwards.
Right.
So basically what happened was Monette ate a burger. She ate a slab of meat and she thought it was an Impossible Burger and complimented it so much. So then it came down to, do we spill the beans or not? And I thought we shouldn't say anything. But on the way out, Lindsay said, oh, by the way, I think there was a mistake and you had a regular hamburger.
Uh-oh.
And so,
what was the reaction to that?
She was upset. She was upset. And then I tried to make it like, no, I think you had the Impossible Burger. So it left kind of mysterious. But I felt like we should have just lied and left it be.
Well, is she a vegetarian for moral reasons, health reasons, or
I think to
both?
Say it. I mean, I don't. You know what I mean? I don't think. I mean, moral. But again, she had chicken for so many years.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I thought we should have just pushed through and lied.
I wonder if anybody else has had a similar situation and what they did.
Have you fed meat to a vegetarian on purpose or by accident? I constantly try to get Lindsay to eat pork. Because she won't eat pork. And I don't eat pork that much. But every now and then I'll, you know. Did you order those spring rolls without pork? Yes, that's tofu. And then she'll know. But so that's the question this morning. Should I have not? I thought we shouldn't have said anything. Just let it ride. and just let her be on her merry way.
I would be tempted to not say anything, but then I would feel so bad. I would say something.
831-1055. Was I a jerk or justified in just letting...
Maybe you just shouldn't have people over anymore.
I never want to have people over, to be honest. Perhaps maybe that's why I did that.
Oh.
831-1055. Jerk or justified. If someone eats, you feed them.
How did you keep your kids... Like, did your kids know that you messed this up, or were they not a part of this?
No, they were not part of this. They were at grandma and grandpa's.
Oh, okay.
So they missed the whole thing. Yes, it could have been a teachable moment. No thanks. 831-1055. What do you do if you accidentally feed the vegetarian meat? Let's go to the M line. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sam.
All right, Sam, what do you think, buddy?
I don't think you're a jerk, only because my wife is a vegetarian.
Okay.
And when the Impossible Burgers came out, we made some, and she didn't like it. Because it tasted exactly like meat. And she's like, why would I eat this if it tastes like meat? So I guess, you know, maybe she should have known that it was meat. I don't know. I think I'm biased.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, so she doesn't like the taste of meat, your wife.
Yeah, correct.
I got it. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Greg.
All right, Greg, what do you think?
I'm going to soften a little bit, but I... by not telling her you're being a jerk. And I'll tell you why. I've been a vegetarian for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I think if I were to eat a regular hamburger, you know, a meat hamburger, I would feel sick afterwards. You know,
right.
My system hasn't had it for a long time.
Sure.
So if she didn't know that you fed her real meat and she got sick, she might not know the source of why she's feeling sick. But if she did feel sick, it's like, oh, it's because I had meat and I haven't had meat in such a long time.
Mm. That's right. He's actually being thoughtful of the guest. Well, I'm just worrying how it looks for me. Let's go back to the M line. Who's this?
This is Renee.
Hey, Renee. Are you a vegetarian?
I'm not, but I'm gluten-free, and I accidentally ate bread that I thought was gluten-free, and it wasn't.
Yeah?
And then you by having her eat that Impossible Burger and think... it wasn't the Impossible Burger. She's going to think they're all that good. And so I'll find one that good again.
I like that. Okay, yeah. So is that the problem you've had now with the bread? It's just not the same now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Gluten-free bread sucks. And I had that loaf and I thought it was gluten-free, but it really wasn't.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Hey, Sue, are you calling about the Impossible Burger fiasco?
I certainly am.
Okay, your thoughts.
All right, Jonathan. You know, whenever I find myself in a quandary like what you're in, of what should I have done or what would I do, I stop and I just make the comment to myself of, reverse this. What would I want?
Mm.
And the answer comes right to me.
Sue, so I'm going to do a WWSD. What would Sue do? Thanks, Sue. Have a good one. Who's this?
Hey, it's Rayel.
Rayel. Uh-oh. Teacher Rayel. What do you say?
Yeah.
What is your lesson for me?
Vegetarian Rayel.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so, thoughts?
I think this is a hard one a little bit because, so I go over to people's house that are meat eaters, but they're like flexible and they buy veggie burgers and stuff in it. I'm constantly thinking, like, are you sure? Did you read the label?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be, like, totally paranoid, but it's super hard. So, like, would this person ever eat at your house again? They're going to bring their own veggie burgers. I mean, it's so, like, you get in your head.
Just make the call here, teacher. What do you say?
Yeah, total jerk, man.
Okay, there we go. That's what I was looking for. Thanks, Rayel. There we go. The teachers of the world think I'm a jerk. Ash Collins is here from Dane County Humane Society. Hi, Ash.
Hello.
Before we talk about the cat, you heard this as you were walking in.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
Well, as a vegetarian.
See, I knew it, Jenny. I knew it. Yeah.
I think I would want to know.
Uh-huh.
So, you think you would want to know.
So I would want to know. I'd want to know.
Though?
I would. I would want to know.
You don't just want to go home thinking that was the best Impossible Burger you ever had?
I mean, they're fabulous. Impossible burgers are my favorite food. So I don't know if I'd even be able to tell the difference, honestly.
Right?
But I'd still want to know.
Would you come back to my house then?
Probably bring my own food.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.